Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today, filling in for John Hockenberry. President Trump won in Iowa by nearly 150,000 votes in November. Barack Obama won Iowa twice, so that win was a big deal for Donald Trump. But that 150,000, the same number of Iowans gained health coverage through Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and more gained coverage on the private exchanges after the law passed. There is, of course, now a huge debate in Congress about how to repeal Obamacare and how to replace it. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is a key player in that fight. So we wanted to go to one clinic in Iowa that cares for underserved Iowans to find out how the law's been working and what repeal could mean there. Dr. Cecilia Norris is medical director at the Iowa City Free Medical and Dental Clinic, and she joins me now. Dr. Norris, welcome.
Hello.
Hello to you, Dr. Norris. You know, the broad mission of the Affordable Care Act, speaking really broadly, was to get a lot more people covered, to make primary care more accessible and incentivize prevention with a bunch of insurance mandates and guaranteed coverage. Basically, get more people through the door earlier so they can be healthier. Have you seen that working? How has it been working at your clinic over the last few years?
What I can tell you is at our clinic, we only see people who do not have insurance or are significantly underinsured. And before the Affordable Care Act, I was seeing many patients with chronic medical conditions who could not get the treatment that they needed in order to prevent complications. So, for example, patients with diabetes whose diabetes is not controlled are at increased risk for renal disease, neuropathy, which is loss of feeling in their feet, foot ulcers that can get infected, patients with high blood pressure are at an increased risk for heart disease and stroke. And these patients were not getting the care that they needed and developing complications. I have heard stories once patients get insurance, we do not see them at the clinic anymore. So I don't have the known follow-up, but I have heard back from patients who have been very thankful that with their insurance, they were able to get those complications treated.
So Dr. Norris, let's talk about Medicaid, because we're talking about the different kinds of insurance and underinsurance. Iowa is a state that took the Medicaid expansion. It expanded its Medicaid population. That is likely to go away under some form of Republican-led repeal, whatever that winds up being. If Medicaid were significantly pared back in your neighborhood, what would that mean?
That would mean a significant increase in the number of patients coming back to our clinic needing our services again, because the majority of our patients who were able to obtain insurance were able to do so under the expanded Medicaid provisions.
So you're in a small city, yes, but there are a lot of rural residents around you, and rural hospitals are one of the parts of the medical patchwork in this country that have been raising an alarm here in Washington about what could happen to them if the ACA goes away. What have you heard from your colleagues at the rural hospitals where I assume you refer a lot of patients and where you take patients from?
They are extremely concerned about what is going to happen if the Affordable Care Act is repealed and the current plan is put into place. One of the big concerns, obviously, is when patients do not have insurance, the hospitals wind up eating that cost. With the significant decrease in the number of people without insurance, hospitals have been able to get reimbursed for the services they provide. And then in addition, there are some special reimbursements for rural hospitals for medications, and all of those will go away. So my colleagues are very concerned that we will lose many rural hospitals, which are vital to patients' health as well as the health of the community.
Well, Dr. Norris, I'm curious about your patients and what they say to you. You're a family physician yourself, right?
Yes.
Are your patients connected to this debate that goes on? I mean, we talk about policy reimbursement rates. I don't assume they care much about that, but they do care about their coverage, and they certainly care about their health care. So when you're sitting there with a patient, what kinds of concerns about all this have you heard from them?
The main thing that I have heard is the cost of the premiums under the Affordable Care Act being too much for them to afford previously. for patients who might qualify for some of the subsidies. And that is the reason that they did not go ahead and get the insurance. However, in talking to them, I don't think that they all completely understand that those premiums are subsidized. They'd be lower than what they would pay if they were paying for the entire cost of the policy. Since the election, I have heard of a lot more fear of patients who have been considering getting insurance or waiting for the enrollment process to apply for the subsidies on the marketplace.
All right. Well, as Congress debates repealing and replacing Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, clinics all over the country are watching and waiting to see how it affects their ability to care for low-income patients. Dr. Cecilia Norris is one of them. She's medical director at the Iowa City Free Medical and Dental Clinic. Thank you so much, Dr. Norris.
Thank you.